Oh Lord, oh Lord. Hey, hey, hey.
IDP Power Hour with Clutch Russ and Oklahoma starts now.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Dictate how long ago each episode. I don't want to set no time because I don't like no hard in or hard out. You know, I don't like to.
Right.
I don't really keep good schedules because I'm not good at that. But, you know, I'm good at talking football, but I'm not real good at keeping schedules. But so we'll play that by ear. But like as far as the content, back to the basics, man. With the industry growing the way it is, there's not a show out there that, you know, gets back to the basics. And the newcomers to the sport don't really have a show to kind of sit down and listen to that maybe literally starts. I won't. Episode one, we'll go ahead and, you know, I'll cut this up in audio and we'll put this out just to get, you know, our name out there and, you know, get a Twitter account going and let people know, you know, we were for real. Like this show is coming, you know what I mean? So we'll get this out there. But episode one, like start from square one. What does IDP stand for? Like literally. You know what I mean? And we won't go into that now or nothing. We'll save that for, you know, the official episode one. But, and then, you know, episode two, you know, we're on to second grade and we're figuring out how to do our ABCs, which is, you know, 3-4s, 4-3s, baby. You know, we going back to elementary, you know, and then we get on into junior high, you know, me and you start breaking down some of the favorite scoring settings we like, you know, and some edge, maybe offense, outside linebackers, how we, you know, how that differs. And we'll just go from there, you know, and then we'll gradually take it. And, you know, all of the podcasts will be listed, you know, in episodes. So you can start from episode one and literally, you know, go back to school, baby. Hey, we books on tape, baby. Books on tape. That's what we do.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of that stuff also, I think, is depending on what platform you're on, like Yahoo or my fantasy league, as far as what a player is designated as, you know, that's almost a bigger deal than scoring or anything else itself, you know what I mean?
Agreed. Yeah. So back to basics, buddy. You know, the industry's growing. I couldn't be more happy. You know, I've been doing it a decade and seems like you're always down there, you know, sawing on that tree and but hey, it seems like it might start. I think it's leaning a little bit now, Russ. You know what I mean? So I think we're in the right steps, you know. So we just need to kind of get a little bit of a standard, you know, not set no rules and everything to say something has to be this way or we don't like you. You know, not none of that crap. We're just gonna tell you how we would prefer if we would have started over from square one at IDP. The way we would do things to make it easier for our learning experience. That's what we're going to have to do with on IDP Power.
What's your thoughts on QB hits then? Do you play with QB hit scoring or no QB hit scoring?
Yeah, I think it's necessary, you know, pretty much, especially in defensive tackle required leagues and the interior. You know, some of your best players in the NFL plays on the interior. They don't get a lot of love, though, because it's pretty damn crowded when there's 6 tons, you know, in the middle, you know, and you got to move your way around there. So they don't get a lot of love. And I maybe 2 or 3 of my leagues actually gets points for QB hurries. So, you know, showing love to that defensive line, kind of finicking, you know, just – messing with you scoring just a little bit here and there to make you league perfect. You know, the listeners do that on your own, you know, to make it perfect for you. We just suggest it.
Right. I was going to say on those QB hurries though, isn't when they do a quarterback rollout, the closest defender, don't they get a scoring for that as a hurry or is that not how that's done? I was trying to do a little research on that and I just wasn't sure if that were consistent compared to QB.
Yeah, great point, Russ. Great point. And that's some of the questions that, you know, we are going to get in. That's the stuff we're going to get into, you know, on IDP Power Hour. That's the question, because that's what, and this show is going to be so important for the community, because there's no show that kind of, we can get, you know, the guys on the Gary Davenports. I can get those guys on. He does the scoring for MFL. We can talk to him about it. We can, hey, Gary, why can't we just do it this way? Gary can tell us, hey, I do the scoring on it. I wish it was that. He can tell us why. And we can all maybe figure this out together, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's just, offensive, obviously, they got a lot easier standard PPR. Now a lot of things go to half point PPR. Just seems, why is everybody scared to score fantasy points all of a sudden? You know what I mean? Like, isn't the whole point to score points and have fun?
What I don't get is we made team defenses. Everybody's cool with it. It actually becomes there at the end of its heyday, or before it, you know, is no more. And let's face it, there's not very many leagues out there that do team defense anymore. Hell, they got pretty much replaced by kickers. You know, kickers lasted longer than team defenses, you know. So we're not at it, you know. Me and Russ here are not trying to go to the moon. You know, we understand this is going to be a baby step process, but maybe a show starting from square one, it being there, ready for you to push play when you have time. Hell, if you're on a road trip, let it play through. And, you know, there's your little book, you know, maybe on just the basics, just some pointers that, right, you know, instead of adding another dang tight end, adding another QB. I don't mind the other QB. I actually like, but
yeah,
tight QB ends. They're the new kickers. I cannot stand a tight end. I don't know why, Russ. I don't know why people play with two tight ends, premiums. They make all these fancy rules for tight ends, but they're scared to death to add four defensive players on their team. Like, I really do not understand it. We're talking, you can start at the bottom. One linebacker, one defensive tackle, one edge, one DB. That's it. Start first year. Try. Get your feet wet. Don't like it? Scratch it. Go back to your league. Go back. Thank you for trying. That's,
or maybe
that's
at least
all, you know. That's it. That's all we're trying.
Right.
You know, me maybe personally, I started out with the Sharks at cornerback, defensive tackle, safety, defensive end, linebacker, and nobody ever told me, hey, Doug, why are you starting outside linebackers? This is a tackle-heavy league. Don't start Khalil Mack, you know, and he's on waivers, you know, and I'm playing with Mike Waller, Gary Davenport. It's like 8 years ago, and I'm like, oh, my God. I got it. That's got to be a mistake, you know, and I told Mike, I said, Mike Waller, the DM is like one of the first times he ever DM'd me back, and I was like, booyah, got Khalil Mack. What's up, Waller? What's up? And he's like, hey, man, calm. He sent me a gift. I was like, whoa. So and we'll get into that. We'll tell people why, you know, you don't want the outside linebackers unless it's just stacked, sack heavy. There's certain cases. Yes. There's certain leagues, but I wish everybody would take edge up. I wish we could include outside linebackers with defensive ends into one position. I know it's hard to differentiate which guy has his hand in the dirt more, which guy's standing up more. I know, but okay. It's also hard to, you know, solve world peace and world hunger and, you know, feed the homeless. You know, it's shit, life's hard, you know, but sometimes we have to make one brand or a few brands. How about your favorite sites, Dynasty Nerds, DFF, DLF? How about go to those sites, reach out to them, ask them, hey, can you get edge rankings for me that has the outside linebackers and the defensive ends included? I guarantee you, if you reach out to somebody within a week, boom, you got edge and defensive end included on your favorite website. I guarantee it. promise you.
Yeah, I feel like I'd pretty much rank those positions twice just because of that reason, and it would save a person a lot of time, obviously, really? To be able to do something like that.
Right. Yep. Well, yeah. Hey, nice to finally meet you. I love the beard, by the way. I love the beard. Love it, man. Love it. I got a buddy that does professional wrestling, and his wrestling name is Buster Cherry. Anyway, brother, I'll DM you a picture of him here in a little bit, and maybe in the video of this when we put it up on YouTube, or we'll send the links out. I'll put a picture down here in the bottom of my buddy there, Buster Cherry, and we'll kind of compare the faces there. Y'all gotta see, it's doppelgangers, folks. Doppelgangers. Before we get out of here, I know this is your first time podcasting and stuff, so I'm going to go ahead and put this up. At least the audio is going to go up on the Anchor. We'll get that out to everybody. I want to say thanks real quick to Tyler Gunther and Dynasty Happy Hour for letting me and Russ come on here and talk more IDP. Start at the bottom and have a platform to do this at. So thanks to Tyler Gunther. He will be posting all the feeds to the Dynasty Happy Hour feed. So everywhere you find your favorite Dynasty Happy Hour shows, IDP Power Hour will be there. Me and the homie Russ. Everybody knows where to find me. I'm on way too much damn stuff. So Russ, tell everybody where to find you, bro.
At Clutch Russ on Twitter. And that's pretty much it right at the moment. But it'll grow. It'll grow. Kind of just learning as we go here. So it's all good. Thanks again to the
DJ. Did good, buddy. Did good, man. And hey, man, we just jumped on phone here, and I hit record just so we could get a little material out there and let people know that we're for real about this. So thanks for jumping on real fast with me, and we'll meet up next week. We'll try to do early next week, in the evening sometime, and try to get it out maybe around Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, release day, and get episode one going. And what is the meaning of IDP? Episode one. And I also want to take a second to thank our newest sponsor, Trophy Smack. Use the promo code OKLAHOMIE. That's all caps, OKLAHOMIE. All caps, Oklahoma, for a free ring on any trophy purchase. This stuff's pimp, boy. You don't have to buy a trophy every year. You just get one of these plaques for us and put it on the side. Or if you're like me and you're not very good at them offensive leagues, but you join them because people were friends with you and they asked you, and you don't like playing in them, but you like playing like. But anyway, you just mail the little plaque to them. And you ain't got to pay for all that shipping for the, trophy to run all over the country. So, thanks, Trophy Smack and Dynasty Happy Hour. But for IDP Power Hour, intro, show one. Thanks for joining, Russ. Holler at you soon, buddy. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks. Arms down.
Oh,
Lord.
Down is right. Oh Lord,
oh Lord. Hey, yeah. IDP Power Hour with Clutch Russ and Oklahoma. Yeah. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Yeah.